Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Once an hour, we'll be answering important cheese questions on this National Cheese Day. A lot of feedback coming in on underrated cheeses. Bill and Wayne says pimento cheese is underrated. John in Plymouth, underrated Carolina Reaper sliced cheese.
Careful with that.
How do you guys feel about the spicy cheese, like pepper jack or something?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I think it's good, but I mean, you think what cheese does to you, and then you're going to add the element of the heat.
Uh-huh.
It's going to kind of stick with you.
Like a spicy nacho cheese. What do you think about that, Gator?
No.
Bad for the boom boom, right?
Yeah, bad for my boom boom.
Costco goat cheese is kind of the bomb. That's from an unnamed texter. Boys, double cheese on Philly cheesesteak from Jersey Mike's. Fire. Tyler, moving to the UP.
I'm not going to turn that down.
How do you feel about this, Gator? The steak and cheese with provolone and whiz. Like two different type of cheese on the steak and cheese.
Yeah, I will tell you that when I've... the one time I was in Philadelphia... So you're talking about a day of gluttony.
So, I want to hear this.
Yeah. So we were meeting friends. I was with my buddy, my best friend, who was living in New Jersey at the time. We drove from Jersey to Philly, and then we're going to go from Philly and meet everybody in Baltimore for a weekend in Baltimore with everybody. But because Philadelphia was on the way, we decided we were going to pick up cheesesteaks for everybody. But everybody wanted it. We were going to get Pat's and Gino's, like the two big cheesesteak places. But my friend Guy said, but we're going to go somewhere else first. We're going to go to Jim's. Jim's cheesesteak in Philly. And it was amazing. It was so good. And what, you know me, I'm a big cheese guy. So I look up at the menu and I'd never ordered a cheesesteak before. He's like, you got to go with wit or not. I'm like, well, do they have any regular cheese? He's like, yeah, they can throw provolone. I'm like, do you think I can go provolone and wit? They're like, yes. So I did. And yes, I have done it. And I loved it. Finished a giant cheesesteak. Then we went over to Pat's and Gino's, picked up a bunch from both of those, drove the next hour and a half or whatever it was to meet the guys in Delaware, and then we went to Baltimore and just to stop and eat the cheesesteak. And yes, I had another full cheesesteak. I had two cheesesteaks in this gullet. It was amazing. I was much younger.
I have a feeling that Doug's never had that experience ever.
Yeah, I was about to say things that Doug never has done or ever will do. All right, let's get to... Kang, where were you yesterday when you heard this?
I went to a card shop, actually.
Okay.
Went to a short show yesterday. Got a little early.
Yeah. And this happens, I think, to everybody at some point in their life. But explain to the people the conversation you overheard.
So I go to a lot of card shops and card shows. So people talk sports all the time. And I hear misinformation all the time. I usually don't engage. I just go about my business, look through some cards or whatever. But yesterday, it struck me because it hit a personal nerve, right? Two guys were talking, I think, and one guy had a card, and he looked at it. It was an Anthony Richardson card. And he asked the other guy, hey, what do you think about this Anthony Richardson card?
It's right up your alley.
Yeah, exactly. So my ear's already perked,
Anthony
right?
Richardson.
Yeah. So I'm not saying anything, but
people
I'm listening.
People don't know Kang was an Anthony Richardson fan. Coming out of college, wanted, you know, thought he'd be a really good quarterback. Blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever. Career's not over yet.
No.
Anyways, so... Speaking of bold-ass predictions.
Right.
So the one guy he's talking to asks him, hey, what do you think about this Richardson card? The other guy goes, I don't know, but he's the Lions' backup quarterback. And the guy says, he is? He's like, yeah, he's the Lions' quarterback now, backup. Huh. So you might want to hold on to that. You know, might be able to sell here locally. And the guy goes, really? I did not know that. Are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm sure. And this, I told you, I'd never engage. But it's Anthony Richardson. And I thought to myself, did this just happen when I left the station to now? So there's a chance, right? So I'm like, and you know, there was that rumor out there. So SI or ESPN wrote an article that maybe I should look at Richardson. Yeah. So I actually engaged. I said, did that just happen? Or is this like over the weekend? He goes, I don't know, but I know he's the backup quarterback. And so we all three of us break out our phones at this point.
Yeah.
The one guy who did not, who claimed it was Richardson was the backup. He was not the first to respond. The other guy was, and he said, "No, man, I think that's a rumor." The guy who claimed it, Richardson, was the Lions' backup quarterback, finds out it's a rumor on his phone and goes, "Well, crap." And he said he found this out over the weekend. This guy, it was Wednesday. He's like
hanging on to it.
Yes, 4 or 5 days. He's thinking Richardson's the backup quarterback.
How many people he's already told that to?
Yes.
He found over the weekend there were no stories out over the weekend. He kept spewing it.
You wouldn't believe the stuff you hear.
Wow. Gator. That's so great.
Wow.
So the topic is when you just heard misinformation.
Yeah, just straight up, this is false
information.
This is
just wrong.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at a Tiger game, trying to remember what year this was. I guess it's irrelevant to the story. And I always like sitting in the stands and kind of like listening to conversations, what the people are talking about. And a guy in front of me was having a conversation about the best baseball player ever, blah, 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 Bo Jackson. And I'm listening to all this. And then he said it with such authority. And everybody was like, wow. He said with incredible authority, you know, Dave Winfield played Major League Baseball, played in the NBA, and played in the NFL. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, that's not true.
Mm.
And everybody's like blown away. He's like, yep, played in all three. Played in the College of Minnesota and then played in all three. And I'm sitting there going, no. He was drafted by all three. He played basketball and baseball at Minnesota and got drafted in both the NBA and the MLB draft. But he never played NBA basketball. And he got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in like the 23rd round, back when they had that many rounds. And they were just like, F it, we'll just take the guy. But he never played in the NFL. And I just listened to this. And finally, I tapped one of the younger guys on the shoulder and I said, yeah, none of that's true. He only played Major League Baseball. And he was like, really?
No.
Yeah. Well, he it was the authoritative guy. And he was so sure of it. Like, I let somebody else know.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Say. Yeah. So, Evan, you came charging.
Oh, I love this topic. I have one. I went to a Tiger game 3 years ago when Ohtani was on the Angels still. I had to go see Ohtani play. Kenny was actually sitting next to me. I wish he was here so he could corroborate this story. But I was mansplaining to my wife about Ohtani and his stats, how good he is. And then I said his age. I said he's 28. This woman in front of me with a Fugazi Ohtani jersey turns around and says he's 25. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, what are...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what? Did you just butt in this conversation? And I know for a fact how old he was. And Ashley, my wife, looks, she's like, you're not saying anything back to her. And I'm like, come on. And she's like, you're not starting this.
Let me put her in her place.
And so I Google it and I show it on her phone. She's like, Evan, stop. You're not saying anything to her. I'm like, she said it to me. So.
And did you say something?
No.
That a boy. Smart decision.
She wouldn't allow it. But
good decision.
To this day, if I ever saw that woman again, because it. Her face is burned into my brain. Yeah. I will tell her she was wrong.
As long as your wife's not around.
So my story is like a flat-out imposter story.
Oh, really?
I was at a charity event where there was, well, it's not even an event. It's like sometimes during the summer you might see some organizations put on like blackjack tables or gambling tables for charity at restaurants or something like that. So I went to one that supports a friend of mine. And I'm sitting at this table and I'm playing blackjack and there's two other people at the table. One is this guy who's in nice coat and tie, look a little bit younger. And next to him was this very attractive woman who had just, they weren't there together. And he's clearly trying to impress her. And he's got this ring on his hand. And she goes, oh, that's an interesting ring. He goes, yes, it's my Stanley Cup championship ring with the Red Wings. And I'm like, all right. And I'm thinking,
please tell me you intervened.
I'm like, okay, how do I handle this? Because I look at this guy and like, I know who the champion Red Wing players are. And I'm like, oh, you're on the team, huh? He goes, yeah. Oh, that's cool. What's your name? You know, and I believe he said he was Johan Garpenlov. Now, I don't remember if Garpenlov was on a championship team or not, but I know this guy wasn't Johan Garpenlov.
Okay.
So he's got the ring. I don't know if he borrowed a ring from somebody and he's just passing himself up. But I'm like, this guy. So he gets up and goes to the bathroom, whatever. And the woman is like, she's really impressed. Did you know that he was a Red Wing? I'm like, I know he's not a Red Wing. And she said, what? I said, don't let him fool you. You do what you want here. But I'm telling you right now, I would know he's not a Red Wing.
All right, 248-539-9797. What is the greatest misinformation you heard out in public? Like Kang heard that somebody thought Anthony Richardson was the Lions' backup quarterback. I heard somebody say that Dave Winfield played Major League Baseball, NFL football, and NBA basketball, and Gator. Had a guy say, I'm Johan Garpenlof, when he knew damn well it was not. By the way, it's probably a decent poll. If you're going to pretend you're a Red Wing, go with Johan Garpenlof, somebody that many people wouldn't know what he looks like.
Right.
It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. 97.1.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.